Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm glad you're here because we got I got Ken Lebo here who wants to talk to you. He's got something to say. He's got something to educate us on. And Ken is a guy that I started telling you about his book, 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet, before it was a book, way back in 98. It was like, I think it was like in a three-ring binder or something, and it went on to be the origins of a series, a franchise of books that sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And now he's got a new book out called Feed Your Head. And he's almost as obnoxious about this healthy eating thing as he was about the internet. Ken Lebo, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
It's good to have you back. And I meant that obnoxious thing. I mean, you know, this is starting to get out of hand here, Ken.
Well, I think you probably have been talking to my family members because that's sort of what they said.
They called me and said, "Will you just take him off our hands a little bit?"
I'm not a trend spotter as far as a profession, but if you remember, I got involved with the internet probably about 1996
you,
or so.
You did.
And a lot of people didn't know from it or believe it, and I said, that this is the future, and I think the case is closed on that one.
Yep.
But now I decided I got very involved with diet and healthy living and so forth, and while, of course, people have thought about this for a long time, I think now we're at the point where, because we do have an obesity rate and overweight in this country of 66%, and that...
And all you got to do is go walk around and see it.
Absolutely. Become an observer. Yeah. That's what I tell people.
So and especially if you really want to see it, if you really want to see how things are here in the United States, go walk around, you know, any main street America town, go to a local buffet, and then hold that thought and go to Europe or South America or somewhere like that and walk around and see those folks. They're not fat. They're not overweight.
Not like in this country.
That's correct.
So I think the trend is in place now that people will open their eyes, get aware, and say, you know, I'd like to stay out of the healthcare system as long as I can, and that's my attitude.
Yeah.
If you need it, hey, it's there. But let's try to stay out of it. And healthy eating, diet and health go hand in hand. That's what I learned after I did all my research.
But you know, Ken, there's something else that I observed in traveling abroad. That at first it's annoying. At first it's surprising, and then it's annoying, and then you start to see the sense of it. You don't in America, it's, you know, when you're in Las Vegas, you're never more than about 5 feet away from an opportunity to gamble, right?
You got it.
In America, you're never more than about 5 feet away from a way to eat some kind of junk food, some kind of fast food.
That's one of our problems.
It's everywhere, and you go to Europe or any other country like that, and you can't find it. It's just not readily available. There's not a convenience store on every corner. They just don't eat the kind of stuff that we eat.
You're absolutely right. I gave my first book signing and presentation last night, and I have a whole desktop of food that you probably shouldn't be eating.
Yeah.
And a lot of it comes from when you go into the pet store and get your items for your pet. Well, guess what's at the cash register? All kinds of junk food.
Human food.
There you go, and it's all kinds of junk food.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, whether it's the office supply store, wherever you go, it's waiting for you to make that purchase.
Okay, so Ken, when you and I, when I ran into you, we were in the same general area about two or three years ago. I've forgotten when. You were just starting embarking on this. I remember thinking, wow, he's changed courses here, and you were telling me about how this was, why you were doing this. You started out doing it for yourself. And we're going to talk about some of the specific things that you recommend here in your book. But how has your program, your system, so to speak, your way of thinking about eating, how has that affected your life personally, your health?
Well, what it's done is it's become a... I love to quote, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard of Harvey McKay, and I like to quote him because he has one quote that relates specifically to this, and says good habits are as addictive as bad habits and a lot more rewarding. So people think that, you know, I can't get up early in the morning and exercise, or after work I can't go exercise. But if you, whether it's eating or exercise, you make that a part of your daily routine, after about 30 days or so, it becomes a habit, and you're not going to break that habit. So, and once you start eating properly, and maybe you take a sugar soda out of your repertoire, well, after about 30 days, if you went back to drinking that, you would say, oh, I can't believe this. This has got so much sugar. It's so sweet. I can't drink it anymore.
There's a dramatic demonstration that you can do for yourself that will amaze you with regard to regular drinks and the diet drinks. If you take a bucket of water and, you know, fill up a bucket with water and then take a diet, like say a Diet Coke and a regular Coke, and if you put the regular Coke in the bucket of water, it will go to the bottom immediately. If you put when you put the Diet Coke in the water, it will float. Now that's a dramatic. When I saw that, I mean, I was already drinking diet soft drinks at that point. When I saw that, that was amazing. It's the sugar.
There's a lot of sugar. There's there's about 10 teaspoons of sugar sitting in a soda drink.
So what are some other things that you've learned?
Well, I'd probably
give us some specific things that you talk about in your book with regard to healthy eating.
Well, let me just give one tip, one thing for everyone to think about. I think we are, when we go to our doctor, we're led to believe as if you have a total cholesterol. Let me just give you this one tip that I learned. When you go to your doctor, you're probably led to believe if you have a total cholesterol, I'm just using that as a one number, one marker. There's a lot of other things out there. But if you have a total cholesterol of, say, 200, that you're in pretty good shape as far as that's concerned. Well, come to find out that by just dieting and eating properly, you can get that down possibly into the 150s. And that's not going to happen for everybody.
And not for everybody. Some people have genetic issues.
No, I was going to say, not for everybody, and genetics plays a role in this. But when I went to my doctor, he told me about genetics. Well, in 3 months, just so everyone can hear this, I went from 202 to 169.
Wow. And
three months later, I went from 169 to 155, and the only way that happened was by changing my eating habits.
What did you change?
Well, it's so simple, and that's why I wrote the book, because I got frustrated when I was doing all of the research, because it's so simple. Rule number one, eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Rule number two, now I'm sure a lot of people that are listening, they say, I skip breakfast. I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You have to make breakfast.
You got to eat breakfast. Get hold of that thought, folks. We're going to get the rest of Ken's miracle solution. It's just not really a miracle. It's just common sense. Right after these messages, 20 after the hour, the book is called Feed Your Head, A Simpler, Smarter Approach to Better Diet and Health by Ken Lebo. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. I appreciate it very much. I think you'll appreciate it, too, if you check it out. Lots of stuff there. Ask questions, get answers. Read articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, like our good friend Ken Lebo, who's with us right now. Archives, thousands and thousands of those, all the way back to 99, including many with Ken, who's been with us now since 98. And, of course, you can find my blog there and subscribe to my newsletter. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blessingame. Ken's book, Ken Lebo, is here. His book is called Feed Your Head, A Simpler, Smarter Approach to Better Diet and Health by Ken Lebo, L-E-E-B-O-W. Ken, tell us how we can find your book.
Well, one place is at my website, which is feedyourheaddiet.com. And one thing in the book...
Somebody else already had Feed Your Head?
You got it, sir.
Oh, man.
But the book is very interactive with my website. There's a lot of resources. I've tried to make it so not only can you read the book, but on an ongoing basis, you can go to the website. There's tools, there's videos, there's all types of things to get you involved, interested, motivated, and to figure out this whole healthy eating and dieting that I figured out, but I spent thousands of hours doing the research.
Yeah.
All the information's in the book. It's all at the website. So it's
How much is the book?
The book's a mere $8.95.
It's a pocket book, folks, and so that's a good deal. That's a heck of a deal. All right, so Ken, you were telling us at the break that you eat more fruits and vegetables. This is sort of what you've learned. More fruits and vegetables. What else?
Well, that's the start of the process. And so when you have your
breakfast, and you say fruits and vegetables,
you have to have breakfast.
You're talking about fresh fruits and vegetables.
It doesn't even have to be fresh, because this time of year when it's winter, you know, you go to the frozen section and you get mixed.
Well, but I mean not processed fruits and vegetables.
No, nothing in fruit juices, because we have been led to believe fruit juices are good for us.
Except what I'm going to tell them in a little bit, right?
Well, let me just finish,
okay,
and then
go
to your thing. But when you look at the label of that, you will see it's filled with sugar.
Yeah,
filled with sugar.
All right, go ahead. What else?
But start your morning with the breakfast and the fruits and vegetables. The other thing.
Fiber in your breakfast, right? You eat fiber in your breakfast?
Love fiber.
I eat a lot of fiber.
But
fiber is our friend, Ken.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And but a lot of people go by that saying, eat less, exercise more to lose weight. Well, I've got news for you. The saying actually should be, eat more, exercise more.
Yeah.
The eat more part of that is, you eat your three meals a day, and guess what? You can snack almost as often as you want, but typically about 3 to 4 times a day. But those snacks have to be things like fruit, not candy bars. You're not going to be eating candy bars, because that's going to just pack on the calories.
Somebody said a little handful of nuts, like in the palm of your hand, a day can add life to years to your life.
Well, here's the thing. Almonds are very good for you. However, they are, in fact, full of fat, so you only want to have about 5 or 6 of them.
Oh, really?
And you know what I've become addicted to, though? It's called almond butter. All that is fresh, crushed almonds. And instead of using butter or using cream cheese or something like that, put a little bit of it on whatever you eat, you know, whether it's a bagel or bread or whatever, and it tastes delicious.
What about, have you changed your meat intake?
Well, you'll never hear this from the good old U.S. government.
Yeah.
But here's what you need to know. Eat less meat. You're not going to hear that if you look at the food pyramid or anything like that.
Yeah.
They've got kinds of euphemisms of eating less meat because they can't say that.
Yeah.
Eat less meat. That doesn't mean stop eating meat.
Yeah.
That means, you know, the palm of your hand is probably the serving size of a piece of meat.
Right.
When you have it. So basically, if you're a meat eater, just eat less of it.
Eat less of it, yeah. Ken, the juice thing, my audience has heard me say this. I recommend the acai berry for your joints, for any inflammation. I've been doing it now for almost five months, and it's amazing what it's done to get the inflammation out of my joints. Because I thought I was destined to an arthritic life like my dad had, and I wish now he's gone, but I wish now I could have poured this stuff down him.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's not going to change bone on bone if you got any kind of degeneration. It's not going to heal that, but it absolutely, this acai berry juice that I'm drinking, is the one I drink is called Genesis. You can get it at Sam's and Walmart. The only place you can get it, $7 a half gallon. 6 ounces a day, Ken. At least 5 days a week. Of course, it'd be better if you took it every day. Ken, in 6 weeks, you'll be amazed at how it changes things.
Well, you make a good point, Jim, because I'm not familiar.
And then, Ken, you know, my point is, then you feel more like exercising.
There you go, and that's important.
Yeah.
But you do make a good point, because I tell people, one, to observe, and two, talk to people. Find out what works for them, because what I say may work for me or other people, but it may not work for everybody. So talk to people, find out what works for them, and incorporate that into your routine.
Yep. Well, I've just seen so many people, Ken, who wind up, you know, way too soon in a wheelchair or an invalid or whatever, and I know it was because of their lifestyle. A lot of it was, and so folks, you know, think about this. I mean, it's you know, this thing about losing weight, it's all about more calories expended than calories going in, right?
Well, you make a very good point, because I tell, you know, there's so much misinformation out there. You know, you got low fat, low carb, all of this different stuff that they feed our head with. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, it's all about one thing, the calorie.
Yeah.
So be calorie conscious.
Yeah.
And then it'll work for you.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, give us the website again, please.
FeedYourHeadDiet.com.
And find it there, folks. It's a good deal. Check it out. Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, always a pleasure.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.